You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Good morning. It's October 17th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, as we continue our trek towards Reformation Day 2022, not Halloween in this house, but Reformation Day, we're going to continue looking at Martin Luther's 95 Theses and the ideas that changed the world. And remember, we're going to be calling these points instead of theses. And we're also using Stephen Nichols' short book on the 95 Theses, just for some simple insight. And we'll have links in the description if you'd like to go pick up a copy of that book for yourself. So, honey, do you want to read the first point?
All right, on to point 32, it reads, "Those who believe that they can be certain of their salvation because they have indulgence letters will be eternally damned together with their teachers."
Wow. You know, think about how a statement like this would have been received in Martin Luther's day, right? I mean, even for us today, if you even tell somebody they're sinning, you'll be called judgmental, not a Christian, you know, any number of accusations. Consider Martin is telling the church, but also those that may have already purchased an indulgence or someone who might have bought one for someone else, that they're eternally damned. Even for their own conscience sake, you know, they would not take kindly to this kind of talk from Luther, this kind of truth from him.
Yeah, and it seems like their faith in indulgences being bought is that's their ticket they can present to God, like those who said a simple prayer but continued in willful sin. They look back on that moment they purchased an indulgence, and those today look back on their prayer as their assurance. These both lack the faith in the continuous work of the Holy Spirit in sanctification and our change of heart towards God and hatred of our sins.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the next point, point 34, it says, "For the graces of indulgences are concerned only with the penalties of sacramental satisfaction established by man."
So again, you know, here's Martin Luther challenging the idea that the Pope has any authority over penalties or judgment that are reserved for God alone. You know, established by man is saying much of what he has said at other times here. The Pope has authority over what the Pope has decreed, but none over what God has decreed.
Point 35 reads, "They who teach that contrition is not necessary on the part of those who intend to buy souls out of purgatory or to buy confessional privileges preach unchristian doctrine."
And this is really the heart of the issue with indulgences, and a point that Martin hammers home time and time again. You know, it's important that Martin's intention with this document was to drive debate with the Catholic academics and leaders. He wanted to flush out these issues and discuss them. And you could see that the church, you know, had a very loose or weak understanding of repentance at best. At worst, they were sending people to hell willingly for a few coins in their purse. Martin, on the other hand, seems to be realizing that repentance is a process that involves God and the sinner alone.
Yeah, without the word of God directing us to himself as the source of right standing with him, we will always fall back on our own efforts to earn salvation.
Still happens today. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
And our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs 17, 15. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.